This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Funny Twitch chat this morning already. Somebody said with Jackson producing, it's going to be another morning of Courtney not knowing any of the rejoin songs.
That was Ozzy.
I knew that one. So we're one for one. So good job, Jackson. And if you're watching on Twitch, we're live every single day on Twitch and on YouTube. But Twitch is brought to you by our friends at Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, go see them at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Now, we were talking about Red Sox before the break, and some people had some things to say. So let's hear from David in the car. David, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. Courtney, you're doing a great job. Absolutely great. Right on point, on time with your training and everything. Unbelievable. Great job. You're very welcome. So I'm a Red Sox. You know, the thing I look at it this way, if they don't make it to the playoffs, I believe Alex Cora needs to get fired. And the reason I say that is that you have a decent, you have a good team. You have a young team where it's moldable. You can mold a team. They should be playing the way it needs to be played. They need to be coached properly. And they need to execute it. And if Alex Cora cannot do that, then you cannot waste another year with him hoping. And we cannot use excuse, well, it's a young team, we got to give it another year. No. If Alex Cora cannot pull this off, he needs to get out. We need to move on and get somebody else in here. No questions asked.
Yeah. Thank you, David.
I have to just, like, the manager, I think, is largely irrelevant. Like, I know Cora gets paid, you know, the top three or four of all managers in baseball, mm-hmm. but, like, look at the Yankees. I mean, Aaron Boone's kept his job, and he's been a far worse manager. I mean, they have
then
had
who?
Than Cora.
No, he's not.
Yes, he has.
What?
They went to the World Series.
They went to the World Series. They've been to the playoffs a couple times.
They have a team that is at least twice as talented in most places than the Red Sox are. They're outside of this year with Cole being done for the year. Mm-hmm. Their crochet is out, but the Yankees have had far more talent.
Yeah, and they lost in the World Series.
Right. And then how many other World Series is Aaron Boone?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. They haven't been to many. But if you look over the last 3-4 years, and I remember doing that as a lead, like Aaron Boone's record as a manager is better than Cora's. I think
Yankees and Red Sox managers are judged by not what their regular season record is, but it's what they do in the playoffs.
Okay.
And Aaron Boone has been an underachiever as the manager.
Well, I would agree with you as he's been an underachiever. And Cora. Yeah, Cora did win a World Series. And
like, if Aaron Boone and Cora are both free agents, who gets a job first?
I mean, I think more people like Cora.
Right.
So I would lean towards that. Right. But you could see in baseball, it's do you like the guy? I mean, I agree with David. It's if you don't make the playoffs, this is, what, 4 years in a row? And you can't tell me you're one of the best managers in baseball and you know, you did it with Joe Burrow. We were talking yesterday. Like, you can't be one of the top players, coaches in the league and have missed the playoffs 4 years in a row.
I just wonder if behind closed doors, Cora is keeping players at bay. Like, would we have so much more of an S show the last couple of seasons if Alex Cora wasn't the manager? Because if you're listening to Curtis and the managers don't really mean much to the play on the field and it's more the talent of the players, then have we just been lacking there?
Yeah,
and Alex Cora doesn't really have anything to do with it, but behind closed doors, things could have been 10 times worse.
But
you
say that. Where have you been for the last 3 years? It's been an S show in
but
the second
half. But I'm saying,
half.
Could it have been even worse?
No, but like, because I forget which one of you guys said this, but you said the reason why they fall apart in the second half of the season is because they don't do anything, and then the manager comes in moping and gives up on the season, and then the rest of the team follows suit. So, like, isn't that an issue? If your manager gives up on the season because the GM didn't make moves at the trade deadline and then the rest of the team follows suit, you're saying that that person is keeping it together? Well, isn't he the reason why?
He's sticking up for the players.
And we've seen
So moping around and being like, oh, the front office didn't do anything, we're going to stink. And then just the attitude that you bring the second half of the season is just, we're not good anyways because we didn't do anything. And then the rest of your team follows that suit.
Yeah, we saw what that looks like. It's 2012. It's Bobby Valentine. It's a right. team that totally quit on the manager, and it doesn't end the season at 500. And believe me, I'm not booking a duck boat parade for Cora for holding it together. But
haven't that, isn't that what they've been doing the last 3 years, quitting on the second half of the season?
Chicken and beer, Bobby V.
Not talking the chicken and beer. I'm just talking about...
But I'm telling you, in 2012, a year after chicken and beer, the team was awful. And they were not nearly as bad as their record suggested. They didn't play for Bobby V. And I think of all the sports, I think you can put MLB and NBA in the same bag, which is that the coaches are not as important as they are in other sports.
I completely agree with that. I've said that to you before. So my thing is, if that's the case, then why are you paying a guy $7 million to put a lineup card in that you can have a computer do?
Because it's not taxed, and it's a way for the fan base to believe in their manager, and it's cheaper than signing a better player in free agency.
And maybe for players that want to play for Alex Cora, it's a guy that you want here. Here's Mark in Florida on the Red Sox. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Courtney. Great job in the lead spot,
Thank you, as always.
Curtis, I'm shocked that you didn't push back on Wiggy earlier when he said the Sox are going to invest big in the offseason because they had a good season this year. What gives you – I love Wiggy, but listen, they gave Bregman essentially a one-year deal. What makes you think, Wiggy, that they're really, really going to invest in the offseason? Because I don't believe them at all. I don't believe a word that Sam Kennedy says.
Well, I mean, there's no proof that leads me to go down that road other than the fact that you heard Sam Kennedy talk about, you know, making a run at Joe Ryan and didn't fall through, and then possibly that be something that they're going to do in the offseason.
But that's not an investment. He's under contract. He's like $5 million bucks.
Right, but if you get him and then you give him a new deal like you did Garrett Crochet, that's an investment.
Yeah, I feel like...
Isn't Crochet an investment?
Yeah, yes. But not on next year. I mean, yes. I mean, we could talk. Right. Semantically, you can sign him to an extension the way he did with Crochet. Right. I would also say, though, that there is zero chance they invest in this offseason. I'm sorry. I didn't react to that in the moment. No, they are.
So you think they let Bregman walk?
Let me rephrase. They are not going to spend and add new players at the top of the free agent market. They will maybe trade for people already under control, but they are not going to invest in free agent dollars.
Okay, free agent dollars. But you think they re-sign?
But he's under contract. So,
but isn't that part of it? Because the caller said Bregman. Isn't that part of the investment invested?
They will not be a top 10 salary payroll team in baseball next year.
All right, so you're saying they won't go after guys like Pete Alonso?
They won't add. So they might add like a two-year, three-year, $60 million deal. I'm saying top of the market. John Henry is going to lock the players out a year from now. At the conclusion of the 2026 season, there will be a lockout. We will likely have a season without baseball because they are trying to do whatever they can to institute a salary cap and reshape the entire finances of the sport.
So don't waste that money when you know there's going to be a lockout.
No, it's that he's the one screaming for the need of the lockout, and you can't get other owners to fall in line if you're the one screaming for it and then investing in free agency in a way that you're telling people they can't.
All right, well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll have Craig Breslow on tomorrow for the front office report at 9 a.m. But before that, Jackson, let's get to everybody's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That's not who let the dogs in.
There's a lot of barking, yes. No, it's Jane's Addiction. Been caught stealing.
Jane's Addiction. Okay. All right.
What? Okay.
Do you know the song "Who Let the Dogs Out"?
Yes. Yeah. It's a joke.
Oh, okay. I was like, real. I thought I can't tell when it comes to your music knowledge. You didn't know who Bone Thugs and Harmony was.
I knew who they were. I didn't know the song yesterday.
You've never heard of Jane's Addiction?
I have heard of Jane's Addiction. Right. I don't know their portfolio.
Oh, that would be the biggest song of them.
And who's the leads brought to us by today, Jackson?
The leads are brought to you by Subaru.
Okay, awesome. Jackson, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. I'm sorry about that. I will be much better tomorrow. You know, once I get into it after a long time of not doing it, I get much better. So my lead today, I played that song for a reason. I feel like I feel like a criminal over the last 2 days. Because as you guys know, I'm moving, and so I'm trying to sell some extra stuff and get rid of some stuff, make a little extra cash. And I have a little problem. I'm obsessed with getting cheap or free golf bags. I love finding the next better golf bag than the one I'm carrying. I don't know why. It's just a weird quirk of mine. If I see one in the trash, I'll always stop. If I see one for really cheap at like Savers or something, I'll always look at it. Mm-hmm. And over that last few weeks, like I bought one, a really nice one at Savers for like $3. Mm. I sold that off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
On Facebook Marketplace for $75. I found one in the trash and I sold it yesterday for $80. And I feel like my bubble's going to burst any second when I'm making these sales. I'm like, is there going to be an FBI guy jumping out of the bushes? Am I being an ass? Am I taking advantage of these people? I feel bad for selling these things for as much money as I do.
No, people do that all the time. You're not doing anything illegal.
Even though I got it for, cheap money or free.
Oh, so you get the golf bag to then flip it.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good business model.
I feel powerful.
Yeah. Keep doing it. Keep doing you.
I mean, how much can you get them? I mean, how much can you sell? How much you
golf
sell
bags are expensive.
I just said one for 75, one for 80.
Oh, okay.
And that's, $3.50 out of my pocket.
All right. So people are buying $75 golf bag. That's not bad.
No, that's cheap for a lot of people. All right. Jackson, thank you. Real World Tom, good morning. I hate calling you that. You're just College Tom in my mind.
No more.
Whatever. Real World Tom, College Tom. Tom is also just perfectly fine. Just regular Tom is cool as well. But whatever floats your boat, I'm cool by going by.
All right, then Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Coco. Like you, I also saw the viral Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce going to be on the podcast tonight, and I had two immediate takeaways. First of all, I'll make it very clear, I'm not a Swiftie. I don't want to break your heart, not a Swiftie. They are endgame. They are engaged in my mind. They are going to get married. And if you are somebody who loves the NFL but cannot stand when they show Taylor Swift, I am sorry. It is only going to get worse with the new album coming out. If you thought it's been insufferable so far, you are only getting it's just getting started. She's going to be the rejoin song for every commercial break. You're going to hear her at every stadium with the new album. It is only going to get worse if you are not a Swiftie.
I love it. Do you think that Wiggy should have to pay up his $500 to me, even though I didn't pay him the original $200?
So I listen all the time, even when I'm not here. I'm a fan of the show. What is the actual bet? I don't even remember.
So there were two different bets. I bet Wiggy that Aaron Rodgers was not going to come back. $200 bet. Obviously, he came back. Wiggy bet me first, before the Aaron Rodgers bet, that Taylor and Travis were going to be broken up by June of this year. Obviously, that didn't happen. That was for $500.
So just Wiggy Pony's up $300, right?
That no, it would be $500.
But doesn't he? Don't you owe him $200?
Yes.
So it'd be $300.
Okay. Then
I think that's clear as day, Wiggy. I think that that's the rule of the street. You're over $300.
Okay. We'll go double or nothing. I love to gamble.
Yeah, but listen. You bet. We go down this road. I'm not.
But what he's saying is, if I don't give you the $200, then you should just give me the $300 instead of the $500.
But give me my $200.
Okay. All right. Then
like
I'll
if
bet.
You okay. So if you bet somebody, you got two bets with them, and your first bet loses, don't you pay that person as soon as the bet?
Yes, Coco should have paid you beforehand.
Right.
But
so
it's August now, Wiggy. You just pony up the $300 to her.
Listen, I'll pony up the money as soon as I get my $200.
All right, so Coco, give him the $200 and he will then give you the $300.
That's
back.
Another thing. He doesn't have Venmo, he has Cash App. Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with cold hard cash?
Just, I love you, Wiggs, but then isn't Courtney's money getting interest now too?
Right. Yeah, it is. But you can't, like, see, I guess we...
Everybody does double or nothing all the time.
No, no, but it wasn't a double or nothing. It was two separate
but
bets.
But bets are paid at their leisure. You see your buddy for the first time.
So
at,
bets
you know.
Are paid at... Who do you know that bets are paid at?
I knew somebody who settled up with their bookie before sports gambling was legal once a year.
I don't know where you're from, but that's not how I operate.
We don't have those at BC. This
we operate... And Eastie, if you make a bet with me and I lose my bet, I'm ponying up the day after.
But then see, that's the difference between different upbringings.
Okay.
So once a year was the settlement.
You know what? Here's the saying then. If this is the way you want to, I owe you, right?
Yeah.
So then that means you'll never go broke. When I pay you, I pay you.
Okay.
It might be next week. It might be in 5 years.
Okay. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
But if you would have had a bet this exact situation with Courtney.
If I had a bet and I lost, hold on. If Travis Kelce... And if let's say our bet was they get engaged, right? And they got engaged before Aaron Rodgers, I would have paid her the $500 as soon as they got engaged.
And I would have said to you, well, let's wait for the Aaron Rodgers
right.
thing.
And I would
we'll
have said, no, here, take your money.
Here's Wiggy just got me on his side.
Here's your $500 because I lost the bet. And then I would have we'd have our other bet floating around out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works.
All right.
If I bet on a game Saturday and I lose my money, but if I win the next week, they pay me right then and there. I don't know this world of you place a bet, but you have another bet and I'm going to wait to see how that bet works. I'm not going to pay you until I figure out my other bet.
Yeah. It happens all the time. People get their butt kicked on Sunday and they throw all their money on Monday night and they lose their money on Monday night. They throw their money on Thursday
right,
night.
But if they win, they get paid right there.
No, they win. They get rid of a debt they just had.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I just think a lot of people, when they're betting with their friends, not with anybody,
right.
like not with an app or anything, they're like, okay, well, we have another bet out there. Let's see how that one plays out right. and then we'll settle up.
No, but that's...
But
that's
now
not
it's been
how,
settled.
No, 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 but that's not how... I operate. We used to gamble.
We should have had these parameters beforehand.
So you want to go and bring $500 here, and you want Courtney to bring $200.
No, no, no,
and
no.
And then give you $200, and you give her $500.
We gamble on the plane.
Uh-huh. No, I'm just asking. But today, like, so let's say this is settled tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Let's say it's settled tomorrow. Here, I'm gonna cash app you $200. Boom. She cash apps me my $200, and then guess what, Courtney? She shows that she's a stand up gal. And then I'm going to cash app her. Right now, what she's showing me is she's not a stand-up gal.
What does it matter if she's a stand-up gal or
I
not?
I am a stand-up gal.
No, it doesn't. If you don't pay somebody on their bet, that's not
and
being
here's,
stand-up.
And here's Steve in the truck. No bookie settles up once a year. I'm promising you, Steve, I knew a bookie growing up that settled once a year.
He's not a bookie, number one.
But yeah, they were. They okay. were. And actually, unfortunately, died the weekend of the Super Bowl.
Courtney, I'm going to mention two names. I bet you Wiggy knows them both. Jerry Zullo and Nene Frizzy. Okay, those were guys I worked for in East Boston in the 70s. I'm 72 years old. I booked for 25 years. The way we worked it, the week was Sunday to Saturday. Whatever you bet during the course of the week, the total comes forward on Saturday. I give you a total. You have until Tuesday to settle up on me. If you win $10,000, I have to pay you by Tuesday. If you lose $10,000, you pay me by Tuesday with interest. It's 10% interest on your money. That's the way it works. It's $10 on $100. Every bookie in America works the same way.
Right. Well, I knew one that worked a bit differently, but I believe you, Steve.
I gotta say,
if you know a bookie like that, he wasn't making any money.
I think he was.
I got to say, brilliant idea having Steve be the guy in charge of the money, because you get that phone call. You're like, okay, here's the $300. Don't worry about it.
No, but it's just the principle. Like, if I place a bet with you on anything, my expectations are...
Wiggy, you're just trying to avoid paying $300.
I have no problem paying the money.
I'm not saying that you don't have the money.
No. I'm downloading Cash App right now. It's going to be over. I'm sending it to Wiggy today.
There you go.
Okay?
That's all you have to do.
So then I'll get my 500. I'll send you the 200 and I'll get the 500.
I don't know where you guys come from where you're like...
You've said that 9 million times. You come from Eastie, I come from Lowell. Apparently we had different bets.
Where you bet
with
people and like, oh, don't worry about this money. Don't worry about it.
And I don't know where you come from, where you're like, okay, let's not just wait till the other bet is figured out.
No, okay, give me my money, because I could use that money invested in other places.
All right.
You could do the flying horses in Martha's Vineyard. Those are fun.
I could take
What's that? Oh, the merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Oh, really nice.
Dispatch, yeah. Flying horses, please.
If she was a bettor, she gives me my 200 that she owes me. Mm-hmm. Then I take that 200 of that winnings. Who's to say I don't go to Encore and turn that 200 into... 2000.
That's not my problem. But
think about the amount
It's my money.
Okay, it's my money too.
You lost. You're not a stand-up girl. You're not stand-up. Okay. I see how you move.
You really go low when you decide that you disagree with something.
But is it not the truth?
I'm a stand-up girl.
If you don't pay somebody for what they owe you, that shows the character.
Because we had another bet.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, my. Okay.
But my question to you, Wiggy, why would you accept the other bet before getting payment?
It doesn't matter. We have multiple bets.
I know, but you're saying if you can't win on that bet, you shouldn't make it until bet has been paid.
No. We had multiple bets. That's all it is.
No, I know, but you're saying she can't make money on the second bet. You shouldn't accept second bet.
The first bet was not over by the time
Jackson,
the second bet had been made.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My mistake.
We bet.
No,
on that.
Jackson's right. I thought it was second bet. My bad.
No, it was the first one. So, yeah,
I'm paying you right now.
A stand-up gal
or
a stand-up person would have paid. I would have give you grace like a day or two or something like that.
Right.
You know, even a week. Okay. All right, here's your money.
Put it on layaway.
Here's your money.
Renaissance style, like your mother got a couch.
But Courtney's like, well, I'm not paying him until I see what happens with Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I thought that was the easier way to do it. But
no way. Chuck, I had a double burger.
Well, now she knows.
Okay, now I know. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Curtis's lead, Wiggy's lead, and my lead after the break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.